Electric Friends, a Gary Newman podcast, celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.
If you want to go right back to the beginning of Gary Newman's career, then you should go back to one of the first songs he ever wrote, which would go on to become an all-time favourite of his and his fans nearly half a century later. For this episode of Electric Friends, I'll take a look back at one of the most lyrically fascinating songs by Gary Newman, a song which has several different versions and is still a live staple. As voted for by you, this is My Shadow in Vain. This version of My Shadow in Vain is the first version I was aware of for many years, having appeared on his Best of 78 to 93 compilation, which I played to death as a kid. This version is probably the most well known, and it appeared on Tubby Army's debut album in 1978. But there was another version, a somewhat different version, that Gary first recorded with the band earlier that year, but it wouldn't be released properly until 1984's compilation The Plan. Like Something's in the House and Friends, the original version of My Shadow in Vain would form the basis for songs that would eventually be released on Tubby Army. When he was aged just 18, Gary Webb was fronting the London band Mean Street in 1976. After leaving this band, he auditioned for another band called The Lasers. It was here that he met bass player Paul Gardner, and in time the band would be renamed Tubby Army with Gary as its lead singer.
Right, new one. Right, this is called My Shadow in Vain.
As Gary explains in his Revolution book, the band were initially a covers band until he brought them some songs he had written, including My Shadow in Vain.
I was asked to audition for a band called The Lasers. The audition went okay. Although they only did cover versions of other people's songs, they were quite punky, and certainly not part of the Weddings and Working Men's Club circuit. They were looking for a lead guitar player to join what was, at that point, a three-piece lineup: the drummer, a guitarist called Wayne Kerr, and a bass player called Paul Gardner, who was also the singer. I immediately got on well with Paul, who was a lovely, modest, easygoing man. To be honest, I was not a lead guitarist, so not really what they were looking for. Thanks to Paul, though, I was allowed to join the band. I'm pretty sure the other two were less keen. We had our first rehearsal in a small room at my mum and dad's house in Raisbury, and it went well enough. I had to learn all the songs they were playing, all cover versions. By the end, I asked why they didn't play any of their own songs. And they said they didn't write songs, so I said, I do. For the next hour or so, I played them all of the songs I'd written for the previous band, including one called My Shadow in Vain. Paul loved them, but admitted he wouldn't be able to sing them. So, by the end of that first rehearsal, the band were playing all my songs and I was the singer. Plus, my songs don't really have guitar solos, so I didn't even need to keep pretending I was a lead guitarist. I also asked them about the band name. It seemed to me that every band was called The Something. Wouldn't it be good to have a name that wasn't The Something, I said. Again, it was Paul who seemed the most interested and asked what ideas I had. I was writing lots of short stories at that time, and I'd written something after a newspaper article I'd read about a gang that would travel on the London Underground and, when the train stopped at a station, jump out and attack whoever was there, get back on the train and leave. I called my story Tubby Army, and that became the new name of the band.
The original version on The Plan is just over 4 minutes long and is more your punk rock feel before Gary had discovered synths. is quite similar to what came next, with the first few lines remaining the same as the more famous version, but it doesn't have the "Here am I" chorus. In this version, Gary sings about visiting America and getting involved in some kind of dangerous activity. As Humanoid Logic Machine says on X, the song seems to be a ghost story, the protagonist having been stabbed and their lifeline now somehow attached to his assailant. They search for their shadow without success. The chorus of this version is quite different to the more famous version, and it has a somewhat more earthy feel to it, as punk often does. And then comes the more famous version, and while the essence of the song remains, it's more fast-paced and erratic in mood. It was while making the Tubeway Army album that Gary stumbled upon the Mini Moog for the first time. Now, I'd like to put a disclaimer here that in the very first episode of Electric Friends way back when about our friends Electric, I incorrectly said it was during Replicas that this happened. That was clearly not the case. Also, I'm aware that it's probably pronounced Moog, but I prefer saying Moog. I'm pretty sure I've heard Gary himself pronounce it as such, and so I'll follow his lead. But I digress, this version is just under 3 minutes long, and Gary sings in a more high-pitched twang, and the synths are introduced, and the lyrics change too. For ages, I didn't know what he was singing in the chorus, but he's saying, "Here am I, more Roche 5 than pain." And Roche 5 is what was labelled on Valium tablets, which Gary had been prescribed during his school days. Here am I, more Roche 5 than pain. Here am I, just me, and my walls to fly. Here am I. And as Gary explained in his first book, Praying to the Aliens, his lyrics were often about his personality struggles at school. He said, "My songs were often a rambling, disjointed mix of things. Something's in the House from that first album is a good example. Listen to the Sirens is another. I wrote a lot of I'm an alienated young man sitting in my room, lonely, hurt and misunderstood type stuff. In many ways, it was an exaggeration. By nature, I am very insular and a bit of a hermit. However, I wasn't surrounded by white walls and a stark white light bulb. I was in my bedroom with my record player and my dog." In a song called My Shadow in Vain, there's a line, "One hand on the handle of the mad sane door. Meet me inside, I'll give my head to the floor. On one hand on the handle of the mad sane door." I did have problems as a kid. The fact that I was sent to a child psychiatrist by my school proved that I was a little disturbed, but to make matters worse, I was fascinated by my own problems. I used to read a fair number of psychology books and identify with mental problems because I wanted to be different. There was one condition that really struck a chord with me, the disembodied self. I remember little about it now, but it was something to do with people consciously adopting different personalities. I used to do that. For a year or so at school, between 14 and 15, I would wake up and decide what personality I would have that day. One morning I'd sit up in bed and think, "I'm going to be funny today." I'd go to school and be very witty and tell jokes which I usually couldn't remember. Then I'd wake up the next day and decide I was going to be weird and moody. In my head I was thinking, "What an interesting boy I must be." And everyone else is probably thinking, "What a wanker. You never know what it's going to be like from one day to the next." Whatever cold self-image I was creating through my lyrics, I was actually extremely sensitive to everything. Bob Geldof once said in an interview that he wished he could be more like me because criticism just rolls off me like water off a duck's back. It made me smile when I read that. He couldn't have been more wrong. And then in 2002, Gary revisited My Shadow in Vain by bringing it up to date with his then current style. And while he kept the essence of the original, I do really love this version with the updated and dirtier guitars and Gary's more adult voice. It's generally this version that you hear live nowadays. Live performances, considering how early a song this is in his career, it's still one of his most performed tracks and was performed as recently as 2023 at his Electric Ballroom gigs. My Shadow in Vain, then, is one of the most important songs in Gary Numan's career. It was one of the songs that first impressed Paul Gardner and helped launch Two-Way Army, and was an early favourite from the start. And maybe without it, who knows what may have happened. And so looking at your comments about the song, Two-Way Days' Chris Fielding said the 79 live version that I sing for Two-Way Days is the second highest and hardest song to sing when we have it in the new set. Dave Morton said, although I grew up with the original version of this and could do the drumming without even thinking about, I just love the newer 2002 Exposure version. It's much more industrial and rockier. Once again, the relentless snare drum just taunts you to get your air drums out, and for those three special beats, one of my top five Gary Numan songs. Andy Brown says, in the White Noise live album and the gig I went to, he sings Blue and White as opposed to Black and White. Great crowd, great atmosphere, great song, always a live favourite of mine. Adrian Tudor said, My Shadow in Vain interests me for two reasons. First, it's hardly been changed since 78. Second, beefed up synths in the chorus apart, it's a guitar song. I don't remember it being changed much live. Gary Numan knows a good song when he hears it. Well, thanks again for all your comments, and if you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at newmanpodcast@gmail.com or reach out on socials. I'm on Facebook, X, Instagram and TikTok, all at Numan Podcast. And I'm now on YouTube too. I've been uploading old episodes one by one on there, as well as the video versions of my interviews so far. And talking of interviews, I recently spoke to none other than Gary's brother John Webb, aka Donovan Silver, which was such a privilege, and that will be the next episode, so watch this space for that. So for now, head to newmanpodcast.com for more. Please subscribe, rate and review the show if you haven't already. Thanks again for all your support and for listening, and I'll see you soon.
Even tried to look ashamed. My shadow in vain, 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 my shadow in vain.
Electric Friends, a Gary Numan podcast. celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.